how he has come to dwell with us and live in us. And then last Sunday, he was preaching on the gifts of the Spirit. And so this morning, I want to just pursue a little bit about the Spirit. In Jesus' last words to the disciples before he ascended into heaven, he gave them a promise as well as a blessing. He said to those, you know, I'm about to ascend, but I want you to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, in that, being witnesses, I believe if we can learn to bless people, that will open up a lot of opportunities to witness. And so today the service, I've called it Activist Blessings. People that, you know, an activist is one that's so passionate about something, they'll get out and march or make a placard, or, you know, they're very involved. And I believe the Lord would have us to take every opportunity we have to bless people. Now, we'll do it a lot of times if somebody goes, we'll say, yeah, or God bless you. But, you know, that's kind of narrowed this thing down. Really, there's just many opportunities to bless people. I was interested to learn that in the Scripture, there are over 700 references to blessings. Now, take heaven. Only about a third are mentioned, 270 times. Same way with angels, just a couple hundred times. But blessings, wow, it's just throughout the Scripture. And so I want to kind of alert you to being an activist, because when you speak a blessing on someone, what it does is it funnels God's grace down, his love and mercy, into that person's life. Now, you're not the blessee. You're just speaking the blessing. Of course, God is the one who is the source of all blessings. But that just kind of opens it up to the Holy Spirit to work in their lives. When I started looking up all these verses on blessings, you know, in the very first chapter of Genesis, after creation, chapter 1, verse 27, 28, so God created man in his own image, and the image of God created male and female, and God blessed them. I mean, as soon as he created, he blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Wow. I mean, it's almost simultaneous, the creation and the blessing from God. And so all through Scripture, there are hundreds of times whenever blessings are bestowed on persons. I do want to give you just a little background on that. When God called Abram, later called Abraham, to leave his father and mother's family, go into a foreign land, didn't know where it was. Perhaps like some of us when we left home for the first time. Funny thing happened in our house a few months ago. One of our grandsons was getting married, and Kay asked him, you know, how old he was. And he just had a birthday, 22, and his bride-to-be was 21. And she said, well, that just seems mighty young. And then he asked her and said, well, grandmother, how old were you when you got married? She was 21. You know, I was the older one, you know, 22, by 3 months. So here God is calling Abraham to leave. And so what he says to him, and I will make you a blessing, a great nation, and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. and in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Gosh, the father of our faith received, what, five blessings right there in that those two verses. Somehow we've got to recapture this avenue of blessings to ensure we can be a blessing to those around us. You might be asking, you know, well, before I get to that, you know, Isaac, when he was nearly blind, you remember the story of Esau and Jacob. Esau was like another grandson of ours. He was outdoorsman. The mother of our grandchildren are here today. That's why I'm bragging on them, you know, let her know I love them. The second grandson, he's as much an outdoorsman. And kind of Esau and Jacob. And, you know, Isaac was nearly blind. And before his death, he wanted to bless it. The elder child would maybe get like 2/3 of the inheritance, and the younger would get 1/3. I've been trying to implement that in our house, and it's kind of gone right over the head too, you know. So Esau says, you know, I'd like to have some wild game to eat, and then, you know, I want to give you this blessing. So the elder son, Esau, goes out hunting. But mother is listening and hears that, and so she says to Jacob, you know, I want you to get the blessing. So, you know, they get the skin of an animal, because evidently Jacob wasn't very hairy, and they put on one of Esau's shirts so he smelled like outdoors. And so he goes to the old pop, and, you know, he can't see, and he kind of, well, that feels like, you know, it's kind of like coming over here to, you know, Ken. Well, you know, that's pretty hairy right there. He rubbed his head, that old bald head. And then, you know, he smelled his shirt and said, well, that kind of smells outdoors. And so, you know, he blesses Jacob. And it's not long before Esau comes back in and he's ready to receive his blessing. And whenever he finds out what had happened, in verse 34, it says he cried. He cried with a loud and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, even me, oh my father. I mean, that's the power of a blessing. We've kind of lost that. But here, you know, it was such an excruciating experience for Esau. Then in chapter 48 of Genesis, this same Jacob now is about to die. And he calls his sons in. Now, he's about blind too. And he calls them in, and verse 15, he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, and God fed me all of my life long until this day, and the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Bless the lads. Bless them. Wow. And let my name be named among them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Wow, what a blessing. And in the Hebrew tradition, when a blessing is spoken, it almost has a life of its own. It can't be retracted. That's why, you know, he couldn't take that blessing back from Jacob and put it on Esau. He had already spoken it. Kind of has a life of its own. You know, we have a phrase, you can't be an Indian giver. You know, that's where you give somebody a blessing or give them a toy or something. Give them an automobile. I'm just dropping a few hints, you know. But you can't take it back. And that's the way a blessing was. Proverbs 18:21. Solomon said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we know that. We know how it is when a school teacher might say to a student, you know, you're not going to go very far in school. Or somebody singing in the choir, and the choir director says, you know, it'd be all right with me if you just set this one out today. Cheryl really didn't say that, but I know what she thinks, you know. Apostle James 3:10. Therefore, bless we God, even the Father, and then with the same voice we curse men, who are made in the similitude of God, King James. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not be. Wow. I mean, it's all in Scripture that we ought to speak words of affirmation and blessing and helpfulness, and not words that hurt and kill. And there are basically four types of blessings found in the Scripture. It's kind of like that first one when God created man. It's God blessing people. Then the second would be people blessing God, kind of like David. There's about 70 blessings in the Psalms. But he's, you know, Psalm 34, I believe it is. Bless the Lord. Now, 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Forget not his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We bless him. And then there's the blessings where God or people can bless things. Kind of like Jesus, whenever he was feeding the 5,000, took the loaves and the fishes and thanked his Father and blessed them and multiplied them and blessed that. And then the last type of blessing is when we people can bless people. And that's where I'm headed today. I want you to be an activist. You know, not just occasionally when someone sneezes. We can do better than that. We're his followers and his disciples. And there, you might even ask, you know, now, Brother Jim, I don't go around just blessing people. Now, I'm not talking about blessing them out when they pull in front of you at the car. Now, Ken, why are you grinning? Or when they get in front of you at the grocery line. I had that happen just recently. I said, oh, come on, goodness, come on. And then another person, well, you only got two items, you come on too. And Kay would say, now that's enough. She's sitting way back there. I can't see her doing this, you know. And she's not cooking today. But you know, people around us, we are in an anxious society. A lot of things troubling people. Nervous about all kinds of things. And oh, how we need someone who could come beside us and you know, speak a blessing from God. And he's the one who's going to empower that blessing. This past week, we were in a family camp down in Bonifay, Florida. And let me get just a little. We were a little late in registering, so in getting to stay in one of those nicer hotels, we had to stay in the dormitory with the bathroom at the end of the hall. And that's for the young people when I was down there, but we old folks are in there now. A shared bathroom, you know. Now, Brother Ken, I got to tell you one more thing. That's rough for an older fella that has to get up. Okay. So anyway, across the hall from us was a young family, had twins. And all weekend, you know, I'd see them come. She had a double buggy. That's kind of neat, you know, you line them up. And I'd pass her out on the sidewalk or in the hall there, and I remember one time I remember saying to you, you know, I just bless you. I said, I know this is demanding, but I said, I'm one of nine children. And she said, whoo. And I said, but I know you got to take care of these two and just bless you. You know, I didn't quote a scripture to her or anything, but just, my, wouldn't any young mother who's up, how many, I know they didn't sleep all night because I could hear them in there sometimes crying. Them old dorms, you know, the walls are about that thin. And if you got a baby crying next to your room, you want to see the registrar and see if you can get another room, you know, down the hall. But people need blessings, all kind of blessings. And it's pretty easy to do. And so we got some activists in this church. And so I want you to hear just a sample of some activists. Like Caitlin, one of our young people, Coxville. Caitlin, would you just stand up and give us a blessing way back there in the back? Amen. Out of Numbers, that was our scripture today. You thought I was going to read it, but I didn't know she was. Thank you. Back there in the Amen corner. How about Jackie Trueblood, another activist? Great. Thank you. Oh, how about Alan Nichols? You know, he's always good for a word. Yes. Amen. Thank you. I had put on a number of tables some sample blessings. I thought they were only going to be, I didn't know this many tables, so I only printed out 12, and they're mostly in the back, because I knew that's where some of you'd want to sit back there rather than up here. But during the day, I might grab some of them and bring them up here. You can see some other sample blessings. Now, one other activist in our church here and in our church at Daphne and in our community is Wendy Longmire. And Wendy, I saw you come in over there. Would you give us a blessing? Thank you. I saw Wendy earlier, and I know Wendy well, and I said, now, Wendy, I don't want you up there preaching. I'm going to preach. You know, you just have to head off some people. That's the power of the spoken word. You might not quote it exactly right. You can... Really, you know, if you can just bring God into the picture, you know, not just, oh, how can I say it? he wants us to, you know, we're to be witnesses, and but the way you know, I think when he went back to heaven and gave us all power and authority, he wants us to convey to other people his love and care for them. And one of the ways to do it is just to bless them. I know as parents, just to bless little children, if that's the only way you can get started and help, you know, they can't speak back to you. So, you know, just, you know, put your hand on their head and bless them. Use that quote that Caitlin used out of Deuteronomy, the Lord bless you. You know, put their name in there. The Lord bless you, Rachel, and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Oh, what a blessing. See, that's, may give you peace. Amen. And then they go on to sleep. But wow. Are we, you know, how about other people's kids, OPKs? Now, I know preacher's kids need them, you know, but other people's kids, you know. Well, Jesus was teaching, and some people were bringing their families and children, and the disciples, you know, kind of rebuked them. And y'all, you know, he's talking to grown-ups. Y'all need to stay on the side over there. And what did Jesus do? You know, he picked them up and held them and said, you know, you've got to become like a little child in the kingdom. And then he laid his hands on them and he blessed the children. You know, all of us grandparents, you know, let's kick it up a notch and blessing our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, you know, and asking the Lord to lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. Now, when the Spirit connects you with someone, might be in a grocery line or something, and they're, you know, if you see them in a wheelchair, Helen, bless your heart. I'm glad you just came on and sang anyway. I bet y'all have never seen a person in a wheelchair come to sing an anthem. Have you? No. First time, see? A lot of first times here in this church. But if the Spirit puts you in touch with someone or you see a need, just speak it. You know, it's surely got to be genuine and out of your heart. But just say, you know, I see you're really struggling. You know, I want the Lord just to bless you today. And leave it right like that. That might be the only blessing they've ever had in their entire life. I have shared that when I grew up, my father was not a believer till he was in his late 70s. In fact, July the 4th is his birthday, and he died 50 years ago this very July the 4th. And we're going to get together as a family and memorialize that a little bit. But, you know, my father never blessed me. Another brother in the ministry. My sister married a minister. Just think of the opportunities Pop lost to bless his children. Just to speak a blessing. Just say, and he could have just said, Jim, I hope God will do good things in your churches. You know? And that's all you got to say. You don't have to preach. You just, and see, maybe you wouldn't think of it as a witness. But boy, you can speak a blessing on them to make, you know, the Lord bless you. And I believe the Holy Spirit would just make that come alive. Solomon said in Proverbs, there's a lot of them in Proverbs too, said a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold among pictures of silver. The Message puts it this way, the right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry. You know, it just fits that situation right then. And these other kids, you know, they need our blessing. So where do we start? You know, It's always hard just to get started, but once you do it the first time, it gets easier the second time. Pick out a stranger and bless them, you know, and they'll probably turn around and look at you, you know. I see you having a hard time today. Lord bless you and keep you, you know, and they might turn around, might hand you a $10 bill, you know. You never know. And like I say, start with maybe your own family. Just even over the meal, you know, just start somewhere. King David, I mentioned there were 70, at least 70. And we know how his early life got started out. It was a mess. Made a mess of his life. But God refined him, and by the end of his life, you know, even in Acts 13, it says, you know, that David, he's a man after mine own heart, God said. So he had transitioned from really a scoundrel all the way up to a saint. And I believe God would take our efforts, weak as they might be to start with. You know, don't worry about doing it right. The Holy Spirit will, you know, we can say it, and the Holy Spirit can change those words where they hear it differently. You know, because I've had people come up to me after a sermon, they say, "Well, Jim, did you really say that?" And I say, "Well, what are you talking about?" And they'll quote it to me, and I say, "No, that isn't what I said." "Well, that's what I heard you say." "Well, you know, I try to write it out so if I have to get called on the carpet, you know, I can say." Now, Pastor Bill, he's so good, he just swings right on through it. I think his pages are blank, and he just does it so good. You know, when you assigned the gifts last Sunday, all of us are gifted. Different gifts for different purposes in the kingdom work. And the Lord has assigned those. And Paul wrote this in Corinthians, "I plant, Apollos waters, but God gives the growth." And that's right. You know, we plant the seeds and water them, but we can't make something grow. And that's the way it is with speaking a blessing on someone, to believe God is going to make it grow. Now, I want to close by reading. I didn't hear the chicken man yet. But few minutes? Any minute. I took my phone, took my watch off so I could see what time it was so I'd stop at 11. 1 Peter 3:8-12. I don't often use the Message. I still like the King James, but the New Living Translation, others okay. But this was so good. Listen to this, and this is for all of us. Peter writes this in 1 Peter 3:8-12. Sum it up. Be agreeable. Be sympathetic. Be loving. Be compassionate. Be humble. That goes for all of you. No exceptions. No retaliations. No sharp tongue sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. Whoever wants to embrace life and see the day filled with good, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. Snub evil and cultivate good. Run after peace for all your worth. God looks on all this with approval. Listening and responding well to what he asks, but he turns his back on those who do evil things. Wow. Come in. Is that not a God thing? Let's pray. Lord, we confess that maybe we've not done well with blessing people, but would you help us begin, at least entertain it as an opportunity to be a real witness. And thank you that your Spirit really goes ahead of us and prepares those ways. And now just pray for our lunch together, and that we could continue to enjoy good fellowship here. In Jesus' name, amen. Share.